This is the Cube Talk America Radio Network.
Oh, I got here just in time. We are back, boys and girls. It's the beginning of hour two on a Tuesday night. Oh, I gotta do this and that. I got so many things. Do this, click this. I don't know. They're talking about this is what we like to affectionately refer to as hour two. It involves headlines.
Looks like an autopsy.
Hour three's coming up in a little bit. We're gonna have entertainment from Al, which will be all about the Oscars. Kat's got two things. Maybe
sure.
We'll figure that out.
What I mean.
You never know. In the meantime, thank you all for participating in the chat room. Also, reminder, we are going to be off for the next 2 weeks, so we're on spring break for the next two Tuesdays. And,
going to Daytona, bitches.
Yeah. Look for us on MTV. All right, headlines. Attorneys across Utah received an unexpected piece of email from the Utah State one. Bar on Monday. A picture of boobs.
Nope.
Quote, we are... excuse me. Quote, we are horrified, John Baldwin, the organization's executive director, told Fox 13 in Salt Lake City. We are investigating to discover how this occurred. Our goal is to find out what happened and ensure that it never happens again. The Utah State Bar also tweeted out an apology saying, apologies to all who received an inappropriate email from the Utah State Bar. We are aware of the situation and are investigating the matter. The email contained the subject line, 2018 Spring Convention, Walk-ins Welcome, Learn How, along with an image promoting the March 8th through 10th event. Now, here is a picture of what they got. Now, this is a censored version of what they got, but that's what they got, an email.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that people would just flock to the event. I would think that would make them...
I bet it will be well attended, yeah.
You would think so.
Congratulations.
Chase Thomas, who is the Policy and Advocacy Counsel at the Alliance for a Better Utah, told the Deseret News that he was in the gallery at the state capitol when he received the message.
It's the Deseret News?
Is it the Deseret? Oh, my bad. You're right, it is. I read that completely wrong. The Deseret News.
It's the
News.
Mormon newspaper.
He says, I was expecting a routine email I would most likely scroll through and delete, Thomas told the newspaper, but I had to scroll through and delete a lot faster than I had initially anticipated. I'm sure they were all just a little surprised to see the unfurled breastises in their email.
I mean,
sure.
Yeah.
At least they were nice.
Yeah, there's that. They were. I'm sure they were. I don't have a picture of the uncensored one, but if I find it, I'll send it to you.
Even the censoring, they look nice.
Okay. Yeah. May not be real. But it doesn't matter.
So that's all right. Sometimes it's not real. It still looks good.
There you go. I see you sent me a link. I'll go get it.
I did indeed.
Why do we have to have anything covered up?
Oh, that's a whole other campaign, yeah.
We.
That's right. A whole other
but
campaign.
Show the men. What's it called? Show the men.
Free the nipples.
Free the nipples.
Ooh. Yeah.
Not here. I'm just saying. There.
Free your
right.
mind.
I'm super not going to do any of that.
No
yeah,
praying
no.
of the nipples here.
I'm not going topless.
There. Okay. But not right here.
Right.
Nope.
I'm waiting for this to load. Why won't this load?
I don't know. Did I send you a bum link?
No, you sent me. It just says it's an image. It won't, for some reason, it doesn't come up. Don't
it's
know why.
Boobs.
I don't know. Do you want me to send you something different?
No. Whatever.
All right. Well. Oh, crap. I lost my thing.
I hate when you lose your thing. I see the picture.
We skipped over three segues, so here's what's happening.
Oh, I see it. No, hang on, I got it.
T-shirt fundraising is a thing. Apparently, people listen to our show. They've been following me. They've been watching me.
They steal sound bites.
Right. Because a North New Jersey police department is selling T-shirts to raise money.
Sure.
Oh.
Sure they are. Yeah. Mm. They're selling T-shirts. They've got the department's name and a logo that some people believe is in bad taste, given some of its officers have been accused of excessive force. Cut to said logo. It is a logo of the Fighting Irishman. On a medallion, if you will, that says House of Pain at the top, which is actually, it's a parody of the House of Pain album. House of Pain is the band most famously known for the song Jump Around.
Oh, okay.
Jump up, but get down.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Something like that. Yeah, sure.
But anyway, it says Elizabeth Police, House of Pain, Fine Men of Law, New Jersey's Finest, with the Fighting Irishman.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think maybe that's a little on the wrong message there.
Okay.
Right. Activists are up in arms. They think that it's appropriate. Of course, the chief of police says he doesn't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
The shirt has nothing to do with violence, he says in a phone interview. And interestingly enough, this particular city, the city of Elizabeth, New Jersey, has settled at least two excessive force lawsuits over the past few years.
Okay.
And they're in the midst of one right now. The shirts are being sold to raise money for the Police Unity Ride, a bicycle ride to Washington, D.C. in memory of fallen officers. The police chief apparently doesn't know how much the shirts cost and claims that the officers are supposed to be selling them when they're off duty.
Okay.
However, it's being reported that they're selling them straight out of the
back of the cars.
No, out of the police department.
Out of the police department. Yeah, because
Then they'd be in trouble for doing solicitation at work and.
Well, but apparently they are, and nobody cares.
Of course they are. Yeah. It's like you don't sell Girl Scout cookies at work, but where else are you gonna get Girl Scout cookies?
Mm-hmm.
Stalk
a Girl Scout.
So far this season, I've had
that
none.
Goes wrong a lot.
It's, good work.
It's freaking me out, kind of. Mm. In fact, I asked for some Thin Mints, and they were never delivered, much to my disappointment. All that appeared one night were tag-alongs.
Oh.
You know where you can go get them?
Yum.
The Girl Scout office right on 3rd Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
Yeah, you can drive right there.
Yeah, I know.
They'll take your money.
Yeah, I just say Joe sent us when you knock on the warehouse door, and they walk you right in.
Secret word is Joe.
So really, my final comments on this story is, how did they do so many colors? Like, seriously, I'm looking at that.
I mean, I think you want to keep
the press. That's the press, intrigue. Right?
The only thing I would have my only issue with that logo being used is like, where's the protect and serve? Like, why are you fighting? Like,
right? You're supposed don't to be fuck protect- with us. We're yeah. the police.
And maybe I'm an asshole and I'm okay with that. But I just kind of look at it like it's a thing. It's to raise money. It's the Fighting Irish. I don't know. You know, if they were in and or. By Notre Dame,
yeah, but they put a police
different.
Yeah, but they put a police uniform like on the it. Irishman,
right?
Don't have a culture of violence.
It's a little different than
okay.
It's a little different than if they had protect and serve and done. Like they just pulled from like a lot of different stuff. I just like it's mixed messaging. Just, I don't know what we're after.
Okay. I think poor decisions were made all around.
Like yeah.
First of all, who decides that the House of Pain of all the albums in all the world, you go to House of Pain?
Right.
And are we?
What a terrible album that was!
Aren't we perpetuating that Irish cop that 1930s movie stereotype? Like Irish people are cops. It's
all drunks. And
that's just one of those things. But maybe a couple more people on the committee to.
They should get the people from Dove.
Yeah.
Well, Elizabeth Police Department, if you're listening. You can go to heycat.co.
And maybe we can up your t-shirt game.
Maybe.
But like, I know that when we were in Puerto Vallarta.
I got a power washer.
Somebody,
$36.
One of the women we are with collects firemen's t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So she went to the Puerto Vallarta Fire Department to see if they had a t-shirt for sale. And they did. That, you know. Those bomboleros, like it's a fun word and all that stuff. And but she wanted to go see it. She that's her thing when she goes to different cities is to check out a firehouse.
She's checking out the fireman.
There's no shame in that.
I don't think that there is either. Yeah. But just call a spade a spade.
I don't like to admit that I grocery shop when the firemen do.
See? There you go.
Buy bananas.
Nothing wrong
cucumbers,
with that.
Eggplants.
Let me tell you, there may or may not have been just a little bit of an incident on Friday at the bar, and I looked up and there was nobody around, and then all of, like, my entire staff comes running in the door at the same time. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Hot cop. Like, they had all left to go watch him leave.
No shame in that.
Well, no, everyone good to feel Lord. Safe.
Right, exactly.
That's what I was looking for.
Hot cop.
Tase me, please.
Speaking of tasers.
Oh, can I have a point of order, please?
Oh, please do.
Just because I know you put it in the chat room, but the drinking word is?
The Oscars.
Oscars. Okay, just making sure we got that out.
It's going to pay off, trust me.
Sure.
I can believe it will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Martin.
Well, good night, sweet children. Good night.
All right.
Want some candy, little girl? Right? We've all had, like, there are these the things. That we just want the kids to go to sleep. Shut the fuck up, maybe. You know is what I'm thinking.
It's TFU.
Something, you know.
I think there's a book called "Go the Fuck to Sleep."
There is. I bought it for a friend of mine who had a baby, and it was fucking funny.
Oh,
but
story's going to go terribly wrong.
It might.
Okay.
It could. So, you know, maybe when of a certain generation, us on this side of the table,
fucking baby boomers.
Whatevs. That perhaps
we're not that old.
No, we're not.
No, you're not.
Were the children of baby boomers. But maybe they put a little whiskey on, you know, like on our...
A little whiskey on the gums, sure.
On the gums. You know, to make it so that our teeth, for the teething.
The teething, right. Yeah, it helps.
Yeah, and or just...
It's a local
go
analgesic.
The fuck to sleep is right. Really right. What it comes down to.
If that's the end result,
hey,
all the better.
All the better. All the better. So here's the thing, though. God bless them. They meant well, I bet. And gummy bears are delicious. But there were three Illinois daycare workers that were accused of feeding kids laced gummy bears. And they've been charged with endangering children. What were they laced with, you ask, Al Perkins?
I do.
Vodka.
I thought.
Gummy bears and vodka is the way to go.
The candies were allegedly laced. This tells you that they really weren't trying to permanent harm, nothing. Melatonin.
Oh, that's fantastic.
People
those
often
kids
use this.
Fucked up dreams.
Some fucked up dreams. They often, people might often use it to help with sleep issues. But they were doing this in an attempt to put the 2 to 3 year old children to bed. They manage, maybe if you're in Illinois and you have kids, drive past Kitty Junction Daycare in Des Plaines.
Now, they look like three upstanding women, for
they
crying
do.
Out loud.
They
look
do.
At them all.
Well, the one on the right is the drug user. The one
can't tell.
I don't know why.
Melatonin's not a drug.
No.
It's a natural herb.
But see, that's what they thought, too, as a matter of fact. They gave them to about a dozen kids. Like, here, you know,
it's
the gummy bears. Allegedly, it was done just in an effort to calm them down before nap time. But the three women that were charged, one of them is a 32-year-old Christian Lauletta, 19-year-old Jessica Hesse, and 25-year-old Ashley Heffelbein. No, she was just mad about her name. All the women who allegedly confessed to feeding the kids the lace bears were charged with 2 counts of endangering the life or health of a child and 2 counts of battery. This cannot be good.
No.
The Chicago Tribune reported that the workers said they thought they didn't do anything wrong because melatonin can be purchased over the counter.
Mm-hmm. So can Benadryl.
Well, right. And, you know, the interesting, it says you can't distribute.
It is a hormone.
But
I told you.
So the issue is, let me just, so let me finish this and then I can tell you why it can be considered a bigger issue.
It's very Rachel Maddow, the way you're telling the story.
You can't distribute that without the parents being told, is basically what the commander is saying. And the teachers didn't know if the child, if children are allergic to it, which, I don't know. People don't usually come in with a huge melatonin allergy, but it could happen. Could happen. If they're 2 and 3, you probably don't know. So it's a good way to find out is what I'm thinking. Anyway, parents were alerted on Monday about the incident, and they contacted the state's Children and Family Services Department because they have to conduct their own investigation because mm-hmm. it's a licensed place. So the reason that it can be such a bad thing, I know with what I do for a living, with social work with folks with developmental issues, if you want to give anything that will be mood altering, you have to have a behavior plan in order to give anything.
Right.
So it doesn't matter. Now, if it's because what is its purpose? If I hurt myself or have surgery or this and they give me Percocet, I can tell you right now, like I'm off on Joe's trip to Mars.
Oh, right.
Like I'm done. So
wait, I thought Joe was going to Portland.
Yeah.
No. That Portland's first.
Either one works.
Portland's first, but the issue is like that'll fuck me up. But it's for pain. The purpose is for pain. If you're trying to alter someone's state, for your own purpose or alter behavior. And sleep is a behavior.
Oh, no. I'm completely joking.
I'm just saying, like, there are people that really would be like, well, who cares? They're just calming them down because it's over the counter.
Right.
But you're right. Benadryl, any of that stuff.
And there's a lot of people that have the opposite reaction to Benadryl, where it makes them, like, hyper and crazy with the rapid heartbeat. And I never remember if it's cholinergic or anticholinergic effect, what effect they're having. But there's a fancy word for it when it goes the wrong way.
I call it that's fucked up because you really wanted that kid to sleep. Now they're bouncing off a damn wall.
Right. I don't know that melatonin has that effect on anybody? I don't know either.
Like, but if they go to sleep, I know as an adult, I have taken that, and it does give you some fucked up dreams.
Oh, fucked up dreams. And we've talked about my torn sheets, right?
No, I don't think so.
So I've been trying to figure out like how I keep tearing pillowcases and tearing.
I've not heard this.
Fitted sheets, and now like the main sheet. I'm going through sheets, and I keep having to buy more sheets. Well, I think it's the melatonin and the crazy dreams that I'm having all night that I'm like actively struggling in my sleep. Like I think there's like it's these dreams. Like the Oscar night, I dreamt about Doug parking the car in front of my house all night long. Like just repetitive dreams of him parking in front of the house, and all of a sudden I had a. Because remember you said, oh, he needs to pull forward.
Right. To let other people park
behind him. Oh, my God. I had dreams about fire hydrants in front of my house. Like, that just stayed with me. And I was, like, all wrapped up
really?
In the sheets. I'm like, this must be what's tearing. Like, I must be actively, like, trying to
kick
the
shit out of somebody. Wow.
Let's put a camera in your room and see how that works.
I really do want to. I want to do a sleep study now, because now I'm like, what the fuck
what's
am I
going on,
doing?
Right?
Wow.
Some are saying that I didn't realize that it would be good for ADD, the melatonin, that she would give it to her son. That's interesting.
Well, and after all my years of insomnia, that was one of the things that helps me fall asleep, and the Benadryl keeps me asleep.
We used to do that with the littlest because he had his days and nights switched around like long into like toddler land. You know what I mean? Like a lot of times infants will do that,
sure,
and they'll sleep all day and want to be up all night. But he was like 4 years old and waking up wide awake, ready to play at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh. And we're like, this can't happen.
Yep.
So the pediatrician actually suggested melatonin.
Really?
Yeah. Like a small, it was like a, we had
like
to
gummy
cut.
Bear amount?
No, yeah.
A dusted gummy bear?
Sure.
Yeah, a dusted gummy bear. I've only ever seen like 3, 5s, and 10s, but Harrison told me that she took like a microgram. Like she took,
It was a small amount for him too. Oh. I feel like I remember we had to like cut something in half.
Okay.
I kind of gave it to him like a cat. I feel like we had to like shove it down his throat for him like he was a cat. Right. It was a hard time. Nobody was sleeping. It was rough. It was rough.
That's
but yeah, because he just would. He would just be ready to go until nap time. You know, because he was still young enough to nap in the afternoon. Yep. So he would be from like 3 a.m. Yep. until about 2, and then he'd crash out for about an hour or so,
and then
be good, and then be good again until 8 o'clock. He was just switched.
That is interesting. I might have to try melatonin.
Summer, don't feel bad for me, because what I would do is I would go lock both of us in his room, and I would sleep, and he would play on the floor. Don't feel bad for us.
Yeah,
he was fine. He didn't die.
And he didn't probably even realize anything was wrong with it. That was just his norm, right?
He didn't care. He didn't act out. He didn't anything. He would just be awake.
He was awake.
Yeah.
Right. And
when he grows up, he could be a night nurse, and that'll come in really handy.
Right.
Yep.
Well, and you just couldn't rationalize to him that, no, this is sleeping time, because he didn't understand.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it.
Because I always, like, I'm always, like, tired, and then I get that second wind at 11 p.m. because I should be at work and working, that I have to get, then it's the 11 to 2 a.m. hump that I'm, like, wide awake. Like, no matter what's going on, I'm like, oh, I'm awake again.
5 o'clock is my wake-up time. I'll be dragging ass all day, all afternoon, whatever.
Right.
And then somehow 5 o'clock hits, and I'm ready to rock.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You're right.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird when you have a different schedule.
I'm doing yard work. Everybody else is winding
Aaron
down for the day.
Gets up at just a stupid fucking time in the morning. And mm-hmm. she's like, at 5 o'clock, she's done. 5:30, she's done. And she just wants to be able to, let's have dinner and just sit and just relax. And I'm thinking,
I have breaking news.
Oh, breaking news. Breaking news.
Your mom's here.
Oh,
we have guests. Oh my gosh!
Well, hi.
Hello.
How are you?
You're on camera.
Oh, right good. Now.
Well, Clayton is on camera right
now. No, no, there's the next guy.
Oh, oh my gosh! Hi.
Hello. In the kitchen?
Should we go to a dance break and say hello?
Let's do a dance break and get a chair and stuff.
Well, I don't know if she's staying.
I don't know.
I just happened to notice. I got an alert on my phone that there's activity. I'm like, who the fuck is pulling up in front of my house? And I walk out, and there she's walking out my driveway. I'm like, Diane, what are you doing here?
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Your mother's here.
Put us on a dance break.
We have homemade bread pudding.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Well, that's lovely. I skipped dessert today, so.
I have no idea where I interrupted you all, but we'll, I'll figure something out here
we'll
in a minute.
We'll go back to my story when we come back.
Well, all right. Let me get,
yeah, we were getting ready for you anyway.
I got lots of stuff.
Mama Di. It's
right.
It's the other Mama Di.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's right. Marnie and I have brothers with the same name. So, in addition to the long list of other similarities, the year we moved to Phoenix, the amount of letters in our names, all these other things, our mothers are both named Diane. So there's that. Let me figure out how to do this.
Sorry, guys.
All right, we're going to come right back in a minute, I hope. I guess we'll figure it out. Stand with us. Stay there. Hang on. Oh, my God. Somebody should take a Zumba class. Oh, my gosh. That was an unexpected, completely unexpected visit from Mama Ryer. Marnie's trying to flush her out of the house right now. I'm not sure what's going on there, but I got a notification on my phone that there was activity in the old driveway, and I go out and I see Mama Di walking up the driveway with food.
It's been a while since I've been trying to park their car in your garage.
Garage, yes.
Now kind viewers can see me with utensils instead of just my hands.
What I was concerned about was I just saw a car pull up and stop, and I'm thinking, are they stripping the cars out in front? Because that's all we need is for the Cat Carlson mobile or the Marnie mobile or anything. Well, your car is here tonight, too.
My car is actually here tonight, too.
Yeah, so we didn't need all that. We are in the middle of our headline section, and guess whose turn it is? It's Al's.
Well, breaking news, except for Clayton ruined it.
I did?
But Rachel Maddow's got to get a bigger wall because President Donald Trump's top economic advisor, Gary Cohn, is resigning. Announced on Tuesday. So Cohn, who had been rumored just weeks ago as a potential next chief of staff, because they're all saying that John Kelly's not going to make it through this. So they were thinking this guy's next, but Cohn, I can't remember what happened, but something happened in the last 12 months where Cohn had threatened to resign. There was some crazy thing that, it was after the...
the tariffs, that's what they said today.
No, it was a tariff, but last summer at the Charlottesville... Else. Anti-Semitism that Cohn had threatened to resign in the state. So this turns out is the line for him. Cohn is expected to leave in the coming weeks, the White House said. Gary has been my chief economic advisor and did a superb job in driving our agenda, helping deliver historic tax cuts, reforms, unleashing the American economy once again. He's a rare talent, and I thank him for his dedicated service to the American people, is what Trump said in a statement. So this is one more person. Like there's, except for that evil cunt... DeVos, she's still bubbling under there.
Yeah,
as well as like Ben Carson and the guy that doesn't know what his department
does.
Ben
Carson and the $31,000
table,
fucking desk.
Yeah, and
or is it a dinette? It's not even a it's not even a desk. It's a just for the dining room
for the lounge area.
Yeah, that his wife picked out.
Yeah,
and Rick Perry that didn't know what the energy department did.
I would say energy.
Yeah,
just a guess.
Just one of my favorites. So, Cohn's resignation sounded alarm bells in establishment circles in Washington and on Wall Street, where many viewed the former Goldman Sachs executive as a steadying influence on economic policy inside the White House. His departure, combined with Trump's recent moves to recommit himself to his nationalist trade agenda, raised questions about the direction of the Trump administration and sent Dow futures plummeting 300 points. And he did this right at close, like right at the closing bell.
Right.
Because it was being announced as I was leaving to meet you. Wall Street won't be happy. And this is one of those things where, like, there's been these little... They've been riding this wave of, sure, we're racist assholes, but your stocks are doing well.
Right.
But now, you know, the market is recorrecting. And now this... Because last year, with the after the Charlottesville thing, when this guy threatened to resign, the earth started trembling a little bit. Well, now he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's over this trade policy over aluminium, which I love.
And if I'm not mistaken, one of the other things that they said was Cohen said, if something else comes open, I'm all for it. Like he made a comment like, I'll come back if something else opens up. I'm like, no, you're not. No, that's not going to work out that way. You're going to go take your other job or whatever you're fucking doing.
But it makes me laugh that after Trump stood there and said, oh no, we have all the best people. Right. Everyone wants
everyone's
to work
to
here.
And
except
boom.
The 9 million people that have
that
left
wall
the administration.
Is huge. I love it. It makes me laugh. Every time they add somebody, they have to get a smaller font or a bigger wall. At some point, it's just going to be, just have to scroll it up like the opening of Star Wars. Like that's how it's going to have to be. All the names. And it goes on forever.
Yeah.
It used to be she read all of them. And now she's like, well, half the show would be reading them. We can't do that.
So and this, so there's
and it's in the first year. It's a that's 1 year.
Yeah.
God.
But DeVos, Contessa. Right?
Can we get
stays.
Rid of her? Do we got to get rid of her?
I don't understand how she's not gone.
She's keeping it under the radar. And
she doesn't know where the pencils are to fill out a resignation form.
Right.
She thought it was a gun. And then there
she doesn't know.
We get up more pencils, but here's
because,
a gun.
Because there's more money in it for her to stay. That's
right,
what
yeah.
it is.
Because she's making... Because if you're part of this administration, you're there to make money off of this. Like, you're only
yeah.
there to find to be a cash. As Jared has taught us, we're just here to make money off people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my story.
Well, I enjoy
and
that
I'm
story.
I'm sticking to it.
Like I said, I'm very curious to see what all has unfolded. Because, I mean, I'm getting news alerts about the fact that Stormy Daniels is now suing Trump against this whole thing with that because apparently he never signed.
Sign
he never signed the non-disclosure agreement, so it makes it void.
Hooray!
There's everybody's suing everybody. Let's all sue someone!
Yeah. And I don't know what bread pudding is, but I am all for it.
Marnie, can you explain? Because somebody asked in the chat room, what did Mom bring? And you tell us, please.
So bread pudding is bread and pudding.
Mm-hmm. Like what the energy department does. No. Energy.
Yeah.
But I don't understand the
and
thing.
And raisins.
But I don't understand the thing. You eat it with half and half? Or
yeah, you put half and half on it.
Okay.
Oh, it's in a whole different animal with that half and half
really
on there.
It really is. It's like everything. It's just
no, but it's
like
not
all the feelings.
But it's not traditional bread. What is it?
No.
It's like a pie crust?
Like,
is this what human emotion feels like?
Here's what I'm going to do.
I think it's good. What?
She's made this forever. She makes like chocolate bread pudding. She'll make like all different kinds of the things.
Say, I detect some cinnamon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cinnamon. I asked her in the driveway because it was odd to look up and see your mom carrying this thing with hot pads
right.
coming towards me. I'm like, I said, Diane, are you okay? Yeah. Like, what are you doing? I'm bringing you bread pudding and half and half. And I'm like, okay. Does Marnie know you're here or you're coming?
Mm-mm.
No. And I literally thought she was just lost somewhere.
Sure,
I wasn't sure what was going on for a minute.
I was like, cause I'm like, oh God, did she hear about the Shady Pines comment? She had to come feed us.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
That's real funny.
Or the cluster of oaks. What was it called?
It's secluded oaks.
Secluded oaks. Cluster of oaks sounds like a cereal.
Now, what's coming at some point in this, at some point when Mom and I buy a single house and live in a large house, when we're doing that our show out of that house, well, Mom will be dropping by stuff all the time. She'll cook. She'll make food.
She'll be
excited. She'll be like craft services for us.
Which is fantastic.
And she'll love it because every week she'll have to plan a menu for the show. Oh, God, that sounds better and better.
Yeah,
it's fucking brilliant.
My gosh.
How do we help this happen?
I just know how it's made. Whatever.
Do a GoFundMe.
It's a bread-based dessert, and it's,
I feel like it's
the
British.
Name... in the Philippines, it's like banana bread pudding would be popular. In Mexico, there's a similar dish that's eaten during Lent called capirotada.
Oh,
sure.
Something.
Sure, I will go with
it's
that.
Made with, just
bread.
To kind of go with this, but it's like when bread gets toward the end, like you should be ready to throw it away. It's gotten a little drier.
Croutons.
It used stale. I don't like that. But
oh, so it's like stuffing.
In a lot of ways. Right,
Yes.
Generally contains eggs, oil, butter, and it can be sweet or
savory. And if you went savory, you'd be at stuffing. That's why I like it so much. It's just stuffing.
It's all of my favorite
things. It's just
things.
Stuffing with heavy cream
cousin,
on it.
Right.
Now, mace is interesting to me. It's a cinnamon, nutmeg, mace, or vanilla. I've never heard mace as a spice.
Mm-hmm,
I've never heard of that. It's soaked
it's
in the liquids, mixed with other ingredients, and then just baked. Savory puddings would be main course, whereas this is more of a dessert. So, yeah. This is more like the Belgium Brussels kind of thing, apparently.
Is this something that Mom has made often over the years?
Forever.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Brown sugar, cinnamon, old bread, raisins, or apple. Apple's in there quite a bit.
Yeah.
I enjoy either one.
Yeah. And like I said,
delicious.
The chocolate
nice
bread pudding
treat.
Is real good.
I will have some in just a little while. Yeah. Wow.
Incidentally, mace is related to nutmeg.
Oh, interesting. I've just never... Is it
M-A-S-E?
M-A-C-E.
Oh, it is? Oh, it's the same.
That's why I was like...
Oh, now if you get the spice in your eye, is that... Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, because pepper spray, mace spray, they're made from spices. That makes sense. You get that hot spice. They could do it with cinnamon. If you get cinnamon sprayed,
get some damn cinnamon up your nose and tell me how you feel. It's not cute.
Yeah.
Oh,
interesting. So many things to try in the kitchen.
Is it inhaling cinnamon?
So that's a different thing. The... the geniuses and idiots on Snapchat and YouTube with all of their ridiculous challenges.
Right.
Where you dare your friends to do dumb stuff and then videotape it and upload it for the internet to see.
That's what I did when we started this show.
Right. Look at us go. The cinnamon challenge was killing kids because the problem is it's a spice and they would do a big spoonful of it and then they were inhaling it.
Okay.
So then it irritates the airway.
You start to choke on it and you end up aspirating the cinnamon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
There are some of those challenges at work that some of the doctors were trying to do and they got to the cinnamon one and somebody was like, no, here, and you know, they're all part-time pulmonologists, so they were all like, we're not going to do that one.
No, that's not going to happen.
Because they did the saltine challenge. They do some weird stuff.
Yeah. Wow.
The Cheerio challenge is my favorite. That's where you take Cheerios and see how high you can stack them on your sleeping child.
I have seen videos of that.
That one's funny.
That, now that just sounds like
fun. That's just a good time.
Okay.
Anyway, so there you have it.
Wow. All right, continuing on. This isn't really a feel-good story, but I thought you all might find it interesting. A Houston woman whose skeletal remains were found on the wall of her house last year is believed to have fallen through her attic floor before becoming wedged within the wall, authorities said on Tuesday.
It's another reason to not go in your attic.
The Harris County Coroner's Office identified the remains as Mary Cerruti, 61 years old, who was discovered by the new owners of the Houston home. Cerruti was reported missing back in 2015 after neighbors contacted police, saying they had not seen her for several days. In the attic, there was a broken board that led to the space in the wall. Law enforcement thinks that she may have been up there in the attic and then literally fell through the floor. Trisha Bentley said she's the medical examiner from the Houston area. Authorities collected the bones last year. Most of her skeleton was in place, the medical examiner said. Clothes and a pair of red eyeglasses were also discovered. In addition, I don't have...
Is that Sally Jesse?
Yeah. No. In addition, there were six dead cats also found in the attic, which probably they just couldn't get out of the house, and they ate all the food that was left and done.
And I'm thinking when they describe her as being only partially there, some of it's inside the cat.
Could have been, right. Mm-hmm. One neighbor was still in shock as to how Cerruti could have fallen through the floor, but a bank foreclosed on her home back in 2015 after the mortgage payments stopped being paid. Liens on the property were settled, the house was cleaned out, and was eventually placed on the market and then sold. Obviously, the new owners decided to do some remodeling, and found her. Weird.
And the smell didn't get you.
That's what I'm thinking. Mm. Now, they're saying it's... Now, this is 2018, obviously. Now, this happened in 2015. A dead body is quite the smell. I cannot imagine that somebody didn't notice that. And even if you were to, let's say, have gone in 6 months or even a year ago, I would still think that there would be enough.
I would think you would open the door to that smell.
Unless
whoever showed the house was like, oh, we got to get rid of that smell and started airing it out.
And maybe they just thought it was the cats.
Yeah.
What part of the country is this in?
Houston, Texas.
That should stink.
Because I was thinking...
The humidity, too.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Because I was thinking in a drier climate, for instance, Phoenix.
Right.
If, in fact, you were perhaps an idiot and poisoned some rats that you had... And they died in the wall.
Yeah, which is just dumb as snot.
Don't poison your rats. Fucking trap them, dumbasses, because they're just going to die in your walls. But it takes about 2 weeks for that to...
become the olfactory delight.
No. Well, it stinks, but then in about 2 weeks, it dries up and desiccates.
Desiccates. I love
that.
That was a big word.
So that probably happened to her too, in the space that it takes, because you do get to the other side of that. Like that decomp smell is distinctive and it never leaves you, but you do get to the other side of that and it dries up and goes away.
Right, I'm sure it would eventually, but
I'm just saying it's trapped in a closed house. Like somebody had to open up and air that out a little bit.
Right.
Because
I'm also surprised at the timeline. To me, they're saying skeletal remains. I just would think that because there were pictures, I chose not to use them, of the skeleton. Completely clear of anything but bone. I'm just thinking that's a short amount of time for that to have processed that.
Yeah, cats. Cats played a big role in that.
I'm thinking.
Yeah. Well, how'd they get in the wall and then back out of the wall?
It's a cat. Very sneaky.
They get everywhere.
Wow, well, talented kitty cats.
Yeah, and other critters got to her, too. It's Houston. I mean, it's alive with bugs.
All right.
But when reading, Stephen King taught us when he was writing The Stand... that one of the reasons where they relocate in Boulder is because they know all the dead bodies, so they want the cold. They want to go somewhere cold so they can clean out the bodies while it's cold so the city doesn't smell. So they need a dry, cold place. And I just remember reading that as a child and being like, that's ghoulish but genius.
Wow.
Don't know if it's true, but I learned so much.
Because cats.
Because cats, right.
It's the answer to a lot of things.
Well, no, and Jenny, you're right. Flies, like all kinds of things. But I just thought in a 2 year, I mean, if you exhume bodies these days, I mean, still,
well, they've been
tissue.
Embalmed.
It's different.
Oh,
right.
Val, my bad. You're exactly correct.
Yeah,
chemical
they've been embalmed and they've been sealed in an airtight container.
Sure. Yeah.
Environment does a whole lot for decomposition.
Yeah.
Sure, sure. Well, I've seen on the...
Which is why your dead rat stops smelling after 2 weeks.
Yeah, because he's not been... he or she has not been embalmed. Oh. Well, there's a big movement in the in the burying departments that people don't want all those processes done with them. Mm-hmm. They want to be put in the hole without a box and go back to dust.
Right.
Right.
Like, there's a big movement against that to not take up the space. Because we're running out of...
Right.
We're running out of room for bodies.
That's been my argument forever. I keep thinking we're eventually just... Yeah.
Yeah, there's not enough room for it. So some people are going the cremation rate. Some people are afraid of fire. So the new movement... I know you're dead, but there's still that thing of being burned that it seems... It does... Some religions actually believe in burning the body.
Burned alive gives me the heebie-jeebies. Just thinking about it.
Well, burned alive is one thing.
So what if I'm not dead? I see that episode all the time.
Right.
And you're gonna know.
Well, you're gonna die quick enough. You'll be fine.
Plus, that goes into the atmosphere too. Like there is something to the cremation and what happens to those fumes and stuff like that. So now there's this new movement going around about being buried naturally, but you have to worry about like decomposition, runoff, getting into the groundwater. Like there are reasons.
I like the idea of being cremated and being made into a pod where you become a tree.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
Because
we need more trees. No. They're cutting down trees like fucking crazy.
And now I meet a dude. I know there's...
They don't bury the
coffins. Jewish people, don't they have to be buried within like 24 hours?
Yeah, there's some
There's
rules.
A time. That, yeah. And like everyone's
and
a little bit different.
And it's in a wooden box and it's like not super sealed, I don't believe. Like it's not a...
Yeah, like I mean every religion has its...
Nope.
My father made me promise to make sure he was dead before.
And you did. Well, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's
sorry about your loss.
I'm getting to be that age where I have to start making a plan, and I don't really like cremation. Like, there's something about that I'm like,
oh, I'm fine with it. Oh. We're done. Oh. I just don't want to take up space. So there's no point.
Oh, right. But so I'm like, contaminate the water system. Put me in somewhere.
There you go.
Take the body out in the ocean. Bury me in one of those. Like, wrap me up in a flag and throw me out in the ocean like sailors. That's fine.
Ooh.
Fish food.
A sea burial.
Yeah, like a burial.
Oh, my God. Because then that would be my luck. That's when Aaron would want to go to the ocean. And then I'd be cleaning up stuff along the beach. And I'd be like, oh, they'll look. Al! And, you know.
Yeah, it's and then I'd show up. Finally
you don't know.
I'd finally be on Shark Week.
Right.
It could chum the waters with me.
Yeah, the shark that goes to attack Aaron would be like,
oh, my God. I didn't know. How could you make that full circle? Al. How did you do that?
That's well played.
It's a gift. Don't doubt my ability.
Yeah.
Speaking of gifts, Kat Carlson.
Speaking of gifts, the world's oldest message in a bottle has been found. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've been looking for it, it's been found.
Somebody else got it.
I know. A couple from Australia saw a bottle on the beach, said, oh, that might look good on a bookshelf. Turns out there's a 132-year-old note in there. That's right. She found a 132-year-old gin bottle in the dunes near Wedge Island. Her husband told the local newspaper that she intentionally thought it was rubbish, but picked it up because it had a distinct raised lettering and might look good on the bookshelf.
Mm.
Like you do.
Yeah, of course.
Here's some crap. Let me put it on my shelf.
That just because I'm cleaning up the beach.
Sure.
For real. That would annoy me.
I carry enough shit to the beach. I'm not carrying enough extra.
That's okay.
I'm taking my stuff in. I'm taking my stuff out. I'm not picking up any extra. No kids. We don't need all those fucking rocks.
That's fine.
God damn it with the rocks. Anyway.
I love getting rocks.
The bottle had been thrown overboard from a German sailing ship in 1886 as it crossed the Indian Ocean. They were doing the German ships were conducting a 69-year experiment that involved throwing thousands of bottles into the sea to track the ocean currents. Each message was marked with the ship's coordinates, the date, and the name of the ship, which was recently used to verify that the message was real.
By the way, here's the bottle. It is a cool-looking bottle.
Oh, it is. That would look good on any bookshelf.
Not mine.
And they just happen to have gin.
Well, why wouldn't they?
What's wrong with gin?
Scurvy. Like,
we got to get rid of it.
Got to get your berries.
Right.
I was just saying. It's a working ship.
Of the thousands plunked overboard, 662 other messages from the same German experiment have been found and returned before this last discovery. The most recent found was all the way back in 1934.
Oh my gosh, wow.
Hmm. I know. So, if perhaps you found a German gin bottle and thought nothing of it, please do a little Google search and contact some people because they're still looking for thousands of bottles. I don't know what they're going to get out of it now, but it's a thing.
That's what happened. Interesting.
Well, and are you going to read more to that story or no?
No.
Okay. In the story, they said that the more than likely the bottle beached itself soon after it was actually put in the water, and it's been protected under layers of wet sand for like the past 100 and some odd years. Mm. It's like been there just under the surface where nobody noticed
it.
And then erosion exposed it. They said that. Then they also I read in that same story because I almost did that story today. Uh-huh.
It seemed like one right up your alley. I was surprised nobody had it.
They went back and actually matched.
Right up his alley.
They matched the writing. God, we got driveway and alley in two shows and one show. They went back and matched the writing of the note into the logs from the ship and matched it up to verify that
really
of its
really
authenticity.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just find drunk people on the beach. I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. The oceans must be receding because similarly, I found a story that they found. Like a Revolutionary War shipwreck in, I think it was like Maine, like in the Northeast somewhere, just got uncovered. It's been under the sand, and they did all the tests, and they say, yeah, this is
wow.
Well, and some of it's the beach erosion. I mean, there's been some fantastic storms, and
yeah, beach erosion is
huge, and it you know turns out that you got to rebuild that shit. You got to bring the sand back.
Well, they also recently found a World War II aircraft carrier. I forget.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, they recently found that because they showed a picture. I'm not of it underground, underwater, but they showed it as it was originally with all of the planes on the deck.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said that they just found, I guess it was sunk by the Japanese back in World War II.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy finding
things.
All kinds
crazy
of
things.
Shit.
As the oceans dry up, we find all the shit we lost.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if
just like when the snow melts, you find the thing that you left in the backyard.
You know, like when you see lake beds and ponds that dry up and all the shit that's in the bottom of them? It would be interesting if you could just lift all the water for a minute. And see all the shit that's on the bottom, cars, boats.
Well,
things.
That happened with. Remember when the dam burst of the Tempe Town Pond? Remember when that dam burst and all of a sudden, like the shit that was down
washing
there,
machines, televisions.
Yeah, it was terrible. When they were like, "Oh, this is kind of ugly."
Yeah, they had to clean up a bunch of this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Lake Mead is there's a town under it, isn't it? Lake Mead.
I never remember.
Is it the city of Mead?
No. But they put in a dam and created the lake and evacuated and flooded an entire town. I wouldn't call it a city.
I can't remember if it was if it's that or Colorado, but it's in the west. It's either
okay.
Yeah, I feel like it's on the way to Vegas. Hang on,
she'll figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. What is Jane Walker the whiskey? Marina.
Well, in your kitchen,
yes.
Have you
it's Lake Mead?
Okay.
On. Have you ever found a? We'd know
rats.
About it.
Stop.
Mean? I'm terrified.
It's funny now.
Just stop it. You asked me the other night what I fear. Finger on the pulse.
Yeah. Rats. There's rats in the walls.
I usually do have a finger on that particular pulse.
So if you're going about your business in the kitchen and all of a sudden you find a secret baseball, and I'm going to kill you. You find a secret basement?
No.
Come on. You would be something else with something like that, right?
With I'd
horror stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'd move that day.
Oh, done, right?
Secret basement. I got to go.
Are you kidding? I would hide it from my family for as long as humanly possible.
Oh, I agree with
and
you.
And fuck office. With them. That's my new print shop, baby.
Right. So, Mama's new office.
One minute you're going about your business in the kitchen, maybe doing a spot of cleaning or something. And then the next minute, clunk. The vacuum catches something in the floor, a loose tile. Flash forward 5 minutes. Thank you for the gas.
Mm-hmm. Five
and you're
minutes?
Standing there looking into what is quite clearly the back entrance to the underworld.
Wait,
it's the Hellmouth?
No. Are you describing Clayton again?
Wait, are we on Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
I don't think that's
all
funny.
The back entrance to the underworld.
Let's just wait.
The Hellmouth was under the high school, and that's
let's be honest. When the phrase secret, when has the phrase secret basement really ever meant something good? I don't.
As soon as I find one,
lot,
and
but,
it becomes my lair.
Soon,
your lair.
Because the woman tweeted out. I should have sent you the picture. I did not. Has lived in this house for over a year, and they just found this secret basement, and it's a. She had it on Twitter. And it's like this.
Oh, God.
There's a trap door.
Yeah. Now, what part of the country does she live in?
She is in... She's overseas. It is...
Damn it, we can't have anything nice like that in America.
I know.
I'm going to go with Scotland.
Secret basements are a part of the Underground Railroad that there was.
Sure.
True.
Ah, sure.
Ooh, no, is it German? Was... Poland?
On. Ooh, I know where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
No. Ah,
Holocaust.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll get there in a minute. Because I it was overseas, but I don't remember.
Here's a shot that you're looking at right here. There's the trap door.
Yeah.
And a vacuum.
And the vacuum.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, he's all about that.
My gosh, it's a canister vacuum with a wand.
I mean, what would you do? I mean, would you seal it up? Cover it back up as best you can?
I would try to find like a National Guard.
Get that house on the market as soon as possible.
No.
Yeah, get the National Guard to like go down there and look for bodies.
I'm immediately thinking more storage.
Nah.
Exactly what I'm thinking.
But would you want to crawl down into that?
I got a lot of lighting.
I bet there's a stair.
I got a lot of lighting.
I bet there's a ladder.
I don't know. I would be super invested about it, but I would need to have more information.
Yeah, I'm with Clayton. A nice big light.
Oh, my God. You
maybe a broom for the cobwebs.
No.
I'm cleaning that bitch out.
I'd be calling you to, but no.
Uh-uh. I'm thinking that maybe it's an underground garage. It's got a tunnel that goes to something else.
Wait till those kids come home and I'm banging on the bottom of the floor.
I would freak them out.
The room apparently turned out to be 10 feet by 4 feet, and it held nothing but a wine rack.
Oh!
So you might be all right. You might be all right.
The wine rack. Was it full? Was it empty?
This woman's son,
who
initially put the tweet out, said, "It's a murder house." Like, he's just like, I want to get out. But yeah, apparently it just had a wine rack.
Were there dates? Oh, wait. The wine rack, were there bottles?
It doesn't say.
Because I'm thinking, if there would be a date on the bottle, that'd be cool. We may have found the oldest bottle of wine.
All right, sure. If my secret basement is that small, it's the new secret threatened timeout room.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's no repercussions there.
Yeah,
it does the homework or else it gets the hose again.
Fuck
like,
the kids.
Yeah,
uh-uh.
Just
no.
Say, word for word, say that to the kids' therapist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's not going to fuck them up.
Yeah.
So we'd like to talk to you about your timeout program at home. Can you describe?
We heard about it. Right. We heard it's dark.
So now with the Lady Doritos and the Lady Big Pens, there is Lady Johnny Walker called Jane Walker.
Oh,
and
God.
Anant has put a link in the... chat room and the
sip on some Jane Walker and disappear into the secret basement.
The logo is really quite lovely. Like I'm on board with the
logo
lady.
Is beautiful. It's actually just their black label rebranded.
Yeah,
in recognition of women leading the way.
Okay.
So it appears from the article that I found. I don't know what theirs is, but I just Googled. It appears to be more of a tip of the hat.
Okay.
Then
wag of the finger.
Then a wag. That's exactly. Yeah, it seems to be more of a tribute than patronizing.
Okay. Yeah,
not like the Lady Doritos. Fuck
right.
Those Doritos.
Fuck them. But I'll have the scotch.
But I'll have some Jane Walker. Sure.
I always think Cecilia Jimenez is tip of the hat, wag of the finger, but she's
Jimmy
alpha dog of the week.
They found Jimmy Hoffa. Jenny says.
Can't stress enough. If you've got a computer at home, find Cecilia Jimenez, alpha dog of the week, and just imagine me almost peeing my pants every time I watch it. Can't get through it. Okay, so now my next story, speaking of things that got dug up in a basement. So Barbara Streisand's come under a lot of flack, and I have to say that even I'm anti-Barbara on this one.
Why are we mad at Barbara?
In a frank and lengthy interview in Variety this week, Barbara Streisand dropped one very notable aside, although I thought it was Vanity Fair, that two of her dogs were clones of a previous dog, Samantha, who had recently died. Here, Miss Streisand explains how this medical marvel, born of sadness, came to pass. She was so devastated by the loss of her dear Samantha after 14 years together that I wanted to keep her with me in some way. It was easier to let Sammy go if I knew I could keep some part of her alive, something that came from her DNA. A friend had cloned his beloved dog, and I was very impressed with that dog. So Sammy's doctor took some cells from the inside her cheek and the skin on her tummy just before she died, and we sent them to ViaGen Pets in Texas. Has she not seen Jurassic Park?
For real. Mm-mm.
We weren't even sure if the cells would take. Meanwhile, she missed her so much, she went and adopted a rescue dog. That's where she gets a couple points back. A little Malty poo, and I named her Sadie after the first dog I ever owned, given to me by the cast of Funny Girl on my 22nd birthday. Then I got a call from Sammy's breeder who said, I know how upset you are. If you're interested, I have this little puppy, and her mother's name is main name is Funny Girl. So she has that dog, too.
Hi, Nero.
But she's there's all this thing about... So I guess she comes out a little bit better that she does at least have two rescue dogs. But it just... It's where people and pets drive me fucking crazy. You have, I mean, you have to be able to cope with death. You can't.
Do you want
to
come over for my dog's birthday party?
No.
Only if it's a quinceañera.
I mean, this, yeah. Exactly. What's the theme? Hold on.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
If it's Cinco de Mayo, I might show up because I'm all about the tequila lately. So, I mean, we're glad you're sad. That's we're ridiculous. Glad you have a lot of money.
Yeah.
But you're just living out Stephen King's Pet Cemetery. Like,
sure, sure.
And there's a, you know, there's a grave in her backyard, and she's got the room, and I guess everybody buries their pets, but she's got, like, a headstone.
Here's a picture of the clone dogs visiting the headstone of the other dogs.
Come on, yeah. That's cute. I don't care. Those dogs are cute.
She pushed them in a fucking stroller.
Yeah, but that's cute.
Not cute.
And then here she is with all the dogs.
So she's got the two clones.
And the rescue.
Some plastic surgery that's not gone quite her way.
Quite well, no, huh? But a nice view.
She's been fresh. Well, she lives in her estate is in Malibu. Mm-hmm. So we're not. But it's just such a weird story, and she's getting so much flack for this. And why make two new dogs? Like go. And the article didn't mention the rescue puppies. It just kind of like casually aside that she's got cloned dogs. There's just something. Creepy about it. Yeah, are you gonna clone your kid? Like
Nero's gonna clone herself. Won't. You know, just in case.
But why? That's what I'm wondering. Like, so how is she gonna like handle it? Like, what if her son dies? Is she gonna clone him? Like,
she might. What?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, we're just a pet.
We're gonna have way too many Elliot Goulds.
First of all, it's still illegal to clone people, so she'd have to do it on the black market. We saw Jurassic Park. We know how that works.
But don't go to somewhere that has Jen in it. I mean, have we learned nothing?
Oh, Gentech.
Yeah. And
the Gentech?
No, it was something Jen. I can't remember.
There's nothing wrong with something with Jen in it. She's in the chat room.
Yeah.
She's very nice.
But not Jen. That's J-E-N, not G-E-N.
Right.
Thank you. I just wanted you to clarify.
Yes.
You know.
Because I can think of a lot of other people I'd like to clone other than Elliot Gould's son.
Sam, the son of the mom who has the basement.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
His hidden basement.
In Jen.
Gay
in
as Jen. Christmas, it appears, and in Manchester, England. Just as an update.
Oh, I didn't know that was breaking news.
Update.
The clone apocalypse. It really does because people are so stupid about their pets that it leads to that. Like now things die. Everything dies.
Yep.
Yes.
Turn. What is that song?
I cremate mine.
There's a season.
Ashes to ashes.
Oh, yeah.
Dust to dust.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic.
One. Speaking of dying, hour two is, so we're going to tease it. We're going to tease hour three with this.
There was the Independent Film Awards, the Spirit Awards, there was the Razzies, there was the Oscars. We have a wonderful renewal to talk about. And, I do have a picture to send you, I think. Or you can all just Google it for yourselves. Go however you want to. And just Oscar, keep drinking. Oscar, chug, Oscar, chug. It was a drinking word, chug.
And we drank a lot on Sunday.
Oscar, yeah.
All right, we're coming back with hour three, starting off with Entertainment with Al, so stay here. We'll be right back.
It's enough for today. Spicy's going to go bye-bye right now. I need a big boy nap.
You're listening to Hugh Talk America.